The Veterans Administration is at the center of a growing scandal encompassing more than 26 VA hospitals across the country, including here in Ohio, that have been found to have excessively long waiting lists for health care. Several states are accused of doctoring those waiting lists to make it look like vets were getting care faster than they were, and some families of vets are saying the situation has resulted in the deaths of their loved ones. A recent investigation by the Dayton Daily News and Cox Media detailed the situation here in Ohio. Today, we speak with Josh Swigert, the reporter at large largely behind that investigation. Swigert begins by telling us how the investigation was conducted.
Last year, we did a story about the cost of malpractice claims going back 10 years in cooperation with our other affiliates at WSB-TV in Atlanta and other Cox TV stations across the country. At the time, we became aware of a more detailed database of malpractice claims that were paid, and so we asked for it at the time. Specifically, we were curious then to look at dental clinic issues here at the Dayton VA. A couple of years ago, we had a problem where a dentist was found not to be practicing proper hygiene between patients, and there was allegations that veterans had acquired hepatitis. But also, this sort of firestorm came about of concerns about delayed treatment and delayed care. And since we had this information, we had just gotten, coincidentally, around the same time, we looked at how often phrasing delayed treatment showed up, and that was the form of our story last week.
As far as the Dayton VA hospital, what did your investigation turn up? How serious is the situation here? And does it come close to what appears to have taken place in, say, Arizona, where waiting lists were doctored to make it look like vets were getting care faster than they actually were?
That does not appear in the database. The Dayton VA officials say that they've done an internal analysis that have found there's nothing that could possibly appear to be a secret list. Instances and how often there were deaths at the Dayton VA was nowhere near what appeared at a lot of the others. Over the last, since back to 2001, there were 16 malpractice claims that involved the death of a patient. That was the highest in any single veteran facility in the state. How they track claims is one issue. How often claims are paid is a separate one. There was a GAO report back in 2012 that was released where they looked at wait times at VA centers across the country, and that study actually did include the Dayton VA as one of their test samples. And they found that all of the VAs they looked at, there were four of them across the country at the time, and Dayton was one of them, had an issue with schedules not being done properly. Some of the VAs, now they didn't say specifically Dayton, but they said some of the VAs they looked at were using sort of mechanisms to make it look like their wait times are better than they were, but they didn't link which facility that was to the ones they looked at.
And you say around 100 payments go out every year to resolve claims that veterans died due to mishaps by VA medical centers. That's a national statistic, correct?
Correct, yeah. And the database we looked at, there were 16 deaths related to the Dayton VA. The payouts ranged in size up to $300,000. There's also several pending claims. There's a man who claims his wife died of cervical cancer because it was not diagnosed and treated quickly enough. There was a case where a veteran apparently died after his heart monitor became unattached, and that wasn't noticed at the time. There was a death after a hip accident was not properly, it was allegedly not properly diagnosed. There's a number of various really heart-wrenching details into what caused and what led to each of the claims. But there were 16 altogether, totaling about $2 million, dating back through 2001, just related to the Dayton VA.
How have Ohio politicians weighed in on the situation?
Everyone, I think, agrees that treatment to veterans should be a priority. So far, Senator Brown and Speaker Boehner have both said that they are not ready for Eric Shinseki, the Secretary of the VA, to step down, that they want to see if he can fix the problems on his own. Those are two individuals who don't often agree on a lot. So that shows that there's still some support in the big scheme of things for Secretary Shinseki. We also spoke to Brad Winstrup, the congressman from Cincinnati, who is a physician and sits on the House Veterans Committee. They are requesting a subpoena of VA data from Phoenix and across the country for the House Veterans Committee, and he sent out a release today, actually, bashing the VA for not responding quickly enough to their subpoena request. But yeah, 26 hospitals are under investigation. Speaker Boehner said yesterday, I believe, that he's becoming closer to asking for Shinseki's resignation. And no one knows exactly where this is going to go. So the question, I guess, is there something new that's going to turn up? And if there are old, simmering issues, what can they do or what are they going to do to fix those?
Josh Swigert with the Dayton Daily News, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.